Hi, beautifuls. This is a recording for consolidation of this pillar. I've just finished our circle of fire, and I'm still in the energy of that, where it felt very beautiful actually. I felt very connected to the angels, and I felt that we were clearing. The word that came through was just clearing the lower energies of betrayal. So that will work, you know, we'll just be clearing through that for the next few days. So I'm just going to talk now. I've made some notes about our consolidation for this month. I'm going to try to take my time. There's a lot in this pillar, and you can't rush the emotional body. So lovely. Space, the final frontier. The heart is a sphere of energy. It needs room to stretch out. And there's a lot here. I think we've done at least a lifetime in this month already, and we're not there yet. When we're busy with other things, we put the heart to one side. And take note that to dam off the emotional water takes enormous energy. To be busy with other things takes energy anyway. So if we're busy and then we're busy damming off the emotional body, we're having a little bit of double bubble. We get very tired from being away from ourselves. We get very tired in the company of others. Yet there are often times that we cannot tend the heart, because others need us to tend them. I think we all relate to this, and I'm reminded that the mother does it anyway. the mother does it anyway. Thanks for that, Becky. It's really stuck with me this month. So yeah, let others mother you as you mother them. The outside world will create interference, like a breeze above us or a storm in the eardrums, as I felt this month. The emotional waters are always going to be bubbling, sometimes surging, and we're tasked to sit somewhere in the middle of it all, not suppressing, but not drowning either. So I think through this month, the message that's come again and again is we all need to build a boat. And the other pillars support us so we can ride the tempest of the water. We can drown and get lost in the emotional pillar. If we live there too long, we lose balance. It is a beautiful but sometimes treacherous expanse. We feel the need for dry land. Our land is important to us. Our land is important to our emotional stability. And the land is happier to have us. There is an emotional connection between a human being and their land. There is respect and love. This month, I felt my garden was sad at one stage. I could feel it because it wasn't being loved in the usual way. I had space invaders. I had to take my garden back from the cats and the neighbors, the noise and the dry heat. And I realized quickly after doing this that my garden needs my love. My garden needs my emotions. She stayed anyway. The mother stays anyway. And I do as she does. For all mothers are needed. The elderberry harvest, tiny orbs of juicy goodness, nature provides despite the drought. The mother does it anyway. The mother holds a specific vibration of love. Whatever the emotional challenge, we are blessed to be upon the earth. And we're blessed for the people that know that we're blessed. There is nowhere else like our earth. This month, I've also been called to work with the lower chakras for stability. Isda, the angel of nourishment, has come close to help us all to drop anchor. We cannot change the past, but we can integrate the experience as a part of our wisdom. Rather than trying to reject the experience or trying to make it go away. It is a part of our wisdom. Our pain creates our wisdom quite often. We all have work to do here in this emotional pillar. You might feel that and worry about the work. I know I have. But there is no rush to reach the end. To what end? Anyway, the trick is to ride the waves and work with the water, be fluid and be honest and be true. You are not only learning at this point, you are doing. You're riding the waves, you're wearing the crown. I've felt so often as well this month, just that feeling of being witnessed. For me, I felt like I'm being witnessed by the angels. They see it all, or witnessed by the higher power. Excuse my language around that, but I really feel that all of us are being witnessed for where we've managed to get to at this point. This month has been a tricky one. I think for all of us, we've had the feeling of space invaders. I felt that with everybody in a way that, you know, space is so precious to this planet of the heart. There's been firefighting and war energy, for sure, I felt that. But it's not what we think. It's a lesson of mastery. So lovely, let's honour the process that you are within. Both personally and globally, without getting trapped in that emotional layer of beingness. Gosh, I've really felt that, you know. Don't get so trapped in the emotional body. We are learning something. We are always learning something, but this month, especially as highly emotional women, we get this chance to see where our emotions have been destructive, even dominating us. And this is a lesson that goes back lifetimes and lifetimes into Lemuria and the dark feminine. It's no wonder that we get tipped off kilter in this pillar. I've been very... very much holding on to the what would you call it, the sail of the boat. Yeah, it's no wonder we get tipped off kilter. It's those lifetimes upon lifetimes where we learn through balancing polarity and learning again and again to be on the boat, ride the waves. Don't suppress the emotions, be respectful, be honouring of them as we would the sea, you know. Embrace the colours within this body. Use the healing meditation. We've got just over a week, I think, to go. So really use that meditation. Be kind to yourself and keep finding ways to listen to your heart. And also to witness your incredible growth. You know, get into your, as we get into our higher self more, we are more in that angelic realm anyway. We're seen, but we can see ourselves, and that's so beautiful. So lovelies, I will be finding one word and writing this word on a stone, and I invite you to join me or to find your own way to honour your work this month. It's such work. Such huge work. So I'm sending you love from my heart, from the sphere of my heart. I'm wishing you space. And Yeah, as for our practicalities for this month, if there's any content that you'd like to keep, you feel really welcome to download. Do this before the 1st of September, because at this time, emotional pillar will be locked and the mental one opened. And I will text you when that happens on the 1st. And I was going to leave it there, but as I was preparing to do our circle of fire tonight, I was actually looking for somewhere to store some paints, and I found a little pot that I had, and I opened this pot and it's full of notes from spirit. I thought this was really very beautiful because you know, I feel like I've been giving you the same message over and over this month. And when I read these messages, I was like, they really, all of them feed into the emotional pillar so beautifully. So I thought I would just take a bit of time now just to read them to you in case they're useful for you. So I'm just going to randomly pick out some messages and see what we get. Okay. Okay, so the first one is, angels hold us when we cannot hold ourselves. Inside each of us lives the love, innocence, and purity of spirit. Spirit that is unaffected by difficulty, confusion, abuse, and negative energy. Connecting to this untouchable aspect of self that is the true self initiates the power to heal anything. Inside each of us lives the love, innocence, and purity of spirit. Connecting to spirit initiates the power to heal anything. Next one. It is not a case of organizing your thoughts, but rather a call to recognize your feelings. Thoughts come from feelings, so start at the root. Above all else, listen to your heart. Next one, you initiate a vibrational healing that cuts through situations via the frequency of your heart. The clarity and brilliance of this brings an upgrade all around you. I can't believe how much these feed into the emotional pillar. It's quite spooky, really. Very beautiful. Next one, sound and colour are one thing. Morality is wisdom. The unconditional heart grounds and releases long-held pain. I think this one is about colour healing and sound healing for the emotional body. Yeah. And, you know, one thing that I forgot to mention in this pillar was when I'm really, like, at my wit's end, I think I might have mentioned it in the recording, sometimes the only thing I can do is to chant, is just to sing and do my chanting, just to calm my heart, and it always works. It always works. Yeah, helps to release long-held pain, sound and colour. So that's gorgeous. We're nearly there, only three more to go. Next one, evolve the ego by disconnecting it from the lower frequencies and align it with your higher self. Okay. Moonlight. Deception creates confusion. Deception is being dislodged in the body. I felt this today in the circle of fire. The betrayal is being dislodged. Deception has no real meaning. Allow it to pass through you. Allow the grace of the goddess as old patterns of inner distrust are outgrown. Know your heart and follow it. Last one. This is a dual one, actually. I've got honor your limits and rest. Yeah, always important. And then the last one is surrender to divine intervention for healing. Also, the intervention of spirit to help you have an unconditional heart. Alchemical change this month crystallizes the light body. Don't get lost in it. Honor your limits and rest. Okay, lovely. So I think that you guys, those of you who've been with me the whole way through this, I'm grateful for your company. But I think you guys will all see how like eerily relevant those messages are. And it's so beautiful because I did think, you know, I have felt a little bit like I'm under the water with this one. So to get these messages right at the last innings is just a beautiful way, I think that's a beautiful way for spirit to reach us. And I'm very grateful. Okay, lovelies. So I think that's everything. I think that is everything for this pillar. I don't foresee myself sending any more messages now. I think just being in the quiet and integrating the wisdom of this pillar will be very beautiful this last week. So saying that though, if any of you guys have any questions or need any help with anything, obviously you know where I am. But if I don't hear from you, I will look forward to the mental pillar that begins on the 1st of September. I can't believe it's September already. Okay, lovelies, all my love, and go gently on that boat. Go gently with your emotional body and look after your heart. And I'll speak to you soon. Lots of love.